From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 25 people have been killed and at least 50 others wounded in a truck bomb that exploded near a key intersection in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. The blast near Zobe, a busy intersection, may have been a suicide bomber, and says a police official speaking to VOA. Witnesses said the blast occurred during a traffic jam. The VOA reporter there at the scene said buildings around the area were leveled by the explosion and dozens of destroyed cars continued to burn in the streets. Government soldiers have cordoned off the area and rescuers suspect that dead or injured people are trapped under debris of some of the destroyed buildings and fear the death toll will rise. Canadian ex-hostage Joshua Boyle says the Haqqani network in Afghanistan killed his infant daughter in captivity and raped his wife.
The stupidity and the evil of the Haqqani network's kidnapping of a pilgrim and his heavily pregnant wife engaged in helping ordinary villagers in Taliban-controlled regions of Afghanistan was eclipsed only by the stupidity and evil of authorizing the murder of my infant daughter, Martyr Boyle.
Boyle gave the statement after landing in Canada late Friday with his American wife and three young children. Caitlin Coleman and Boyle were rescued Wednesday, 5 years after they had been abducted by a Taliban-linked extremist network while in Afghanistan as part of a backpacking trip. President Donald Trump's refusal to certify the Iran nuclear deal has sparked a new war of words between Islamic Republic and the United States, fueling growing mistrust and a sense of nationalism among Iranians. The speech also served to unite Iranians across the political spectrum. This is VOA News.